In the gospel reading today, when our Lord speaks to the disciples of John the Baptist, and he tells them, tell John what you see and hear. The deaf hear and the blind see and the dead are raised and so on. And then he puts in that little line at the end of it. Blessed are those who are not scandalized by me. Now the word scandalized, when we tend to think of scandal, it means, I'm horrified by what happened. The Greek word scandalizar actually means to be a stumbling stone, to trip over somebody. And we have to really look at that then and ask ourselves, well, that's what our Lord is telling us. He's doing all of these things, and yet he's still a stumbling stone for people. It's even what Scripture says of him. He's the capstone, he's the cornerstone, and he's a stumbling stone, it says. And so, is he a stumbling stone for us? Obviously, there are many people for whom he is more than just a stone. He's a huge piece that's in their way because they do not want to believe, they do not want to accept, and they've rejected him. But then there are those of us who do believe, at least that's what we say, until it's inconvenient. And then we stumble. We start denying him. We're embarrassed to be Christian people. We're embarrassed to be Catholic. We don't want to bring him out into the world. We're afraid of what might happen to us if we are known for who we are, or if we speak his holy name. And if that's the case, is he not a stumbling stone for us? A scandal in that sense? So we need to make sure that we're looking at that for our own selves. Because again, it comes right back then to the question that our Lord asked of the people, what did you go out into the desert to see? And he says, yes, a prophet, but more than a prophet. And this is the one who is sent to prepare the way. That way is supposed to be in our hearts. And that way is what is ultimately going to lead us to heaven. Jesus is the way. And so, if that's the case, the prophet Isaiah talks about the fact that there is going to be a way that is going to be called the holy way. And he says, those with a journey to make will be on it, but sinners will stumble on it. In other words, they will be scandalized on it. Not scandalized because people like us have given bad example, but scandalized because the Lord is a stumbling stone to us. We don't want that because obviously he said, we're blessed if we are not scandalized by him. So if we find that we're the ones tripping along the way, then we have to ask ourselves, are we on the right path? And if sinners are going to be tripping and falling on that path, then what are we doing? That path, that way, is for those with a journey to make. The journey is one of holiness. The journey is one of union with Christ. And so we really have to ask ourselves, is that what I want? Because there are a lot of people who will go through the motions. And they'll even They'll go to Mass, they'll say their rosary, they'll do all these things. But all they're doing is basically trying to hedge their bets. Just in case it's real, you know, I want to make sure. It's like, really? So we're going to hedge the bets on the other side too? Just in case Satan's real, I want to make sure that I'm doing what he wants too? No, we need to be wholehearted about what we're doing. If we're going to say that we believe in the Lord, then we better not be scandalized in him. We can't be being tripped up on practical, simple things like, do you really believe in Jesus? Do you really trust the Lord? Do you really have confidence in him? We're told that the Jews would be glorifying God because they would see the fulfillment of all of his promises. In other words, he is faithful. He is trustworthy. There is zero reason to doubt. The Gentiles, on the other hand, St. Paul said, are going to glorify God because of his mercy. God is merciful. He forgives. Once again, we can have absolute trust and confidence. But do we? That's the piece we want to look at within our own selves. Because otherwise, we're just stumbling and bumbling our way along. That's not a real good way to make a journey. Especially when our journey is union with Christ. So he, of course, as we know, has broken down all the barriers that stand between us and God. So if we're tripping and falling, it's not because of anything on his side. It's because of what's within us. And so that's where we have to make some adjustments. To be able to ask ourselves, where am I falling? Why am I falling? Why am I getting tripped up? What's the pattern that's there? Once we can discern what the pattern is, then we can say, that's what I need to work on. Whatever it happens to be, that I'm embarrassed when I'm with other people, that I'm afraid when I'm with these people, that I'm afraid that I'm going to get hurt, that I'm afraid I'll be rejected, that I'm afraid that I'll be ridiculed, that I'm, whatever it is, just look at what it is and then be able to say to yourself, what do I need to do to start working against this? This is where I'm tripping up. Then I need to do something to learn how to stay on my feet when this is happening. That I don't want to be tripped up because I truly love the Lord and I want to love him with my whole heart and soul and strength. If that's where our desire is and that's where our heart is, then we're going to remove everything that stands in the way of being able to do that. If we just want him to kind of be a part of our life just in case maybe this is really real, yeah, then we're going to be falling flat on our face regularly. So we need to look at that point first. Do I really have absolute faith? Do I truly love the Lord? Do I really want the Lord to be truly 100% the center of my life?